Oh, we're getting Phil a snowblower. I went in on it. 1500. Big snowblower for Phil.
That's
the only
awesome.
Time he's ever asked for anything.
Snowblower.
The snowblower this year. It is time, because if he keeps shoveling, he's going to die.
He's going to fucking
heart attack,
croak,
big
bro.
Time.
That's a lot.
Because he's boozing when he's doing it.
That's
we'll
how
bring
all,
out a beer. Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know that when landscapers plow and shovel, they're fucked up.
Yeah.
When I was an eighth grader, they used to scoop me and my cousins up.
I hated that, dude. I had to go fucking like shovel and salt a neighborhood once.
Yeah, dude.
Ugh.
Did they get you drunk?
No.
Dude,
there were people drinking, but I was just...
Yeah, dude.
This was after Spain. I came back. I was like...
Yeah, dude,
I'm not a working man.
That's a tough van.
I am not a working man.
I loved it, dude, because it was like they would wait.
I like salting.
Salting destroys your fucking gloves.
I like salting.
Nah, give me the shove. I would take a shovel.
You have a good team.
Dude, we put MGDs in the snow. We'd be smoking hash, getting fucked up. I would stay up all night, and then we would just... This dude would bring us back to his house, and he would get us pizza or whatever. Like, we woke up, he would get us, like, whatever for food. And we would just, like, sleep in, like, our soggy little snow clothes. And then we'd have to go back out the next morning. I was like, dude, it felt like I was in the army. I'm like, this fucking rules.
Yeah.
Then I get an envelope of, like, $300 and be like, ooh.
Yeah.
And it's funny, too, because this guy was using us. And I mean, we were getting paid decently, but, like, dude, this guy was probably getting... I mean, looking back on it, I was probably getting,
like shovel and
14 bucks
salt a neighborhood.
Especially when snow hits a certain part, like a certain height, it becomes like, I think it's like emergency levels. And dude, the money the cost to plow it is so fucking much.
Yeah.
And dude, there's like, these are like, we're like 18, 19 year old bulls, dude, just out there just all night,
yeah,
just ripping, just stoked on $14 an hour.
Fun times.
The best.
While it's snowing, that's nice. Out there,
dude,
drinking.
I told you the one time when Ajax was the boss, right?
No.
I never told you about this?
No.
Dude, so we were like, you know, I hadn't shoveled. I was out of the shoveling game for a while. Every now and again.
You may remember Ajax from the Old Testament.
Yeah.
It's a guy who shot a goose.
Shot a goose with a bow and arrow.
Strangled it.
Threw a baseball bat at my head.
Yeah, you poured water on him.
Yeah, he was going to a job interview.
Tell it again, dude. Tell it again. This is Old Testament.
So he was going to, my cousin Ajax was going to a job interview at Wawa. He fucking was wearing like his best tucked in Metallica t-shirt and he's all ready to go. We're like, Jax, come here. He's like, what? He got a bucket of water and threw it on him. Fuck. That's what he
and
threw.
Then he went to the interview drenched in a Metallica t-shirt.
I think he might have changed his He might have changed to like a fucking Megadeth, but he probably had an alternate. But he fucking picked up a metal bat and just wung it at us, dude. I remember hitting the deck and this thing whizzed over us, being like,
damn.
Reaction time. I was like, that's what's up. Dude, but fucking.
Ajax was leading the plow?
Dude, so we used to, like, my brother, or, like, I guess it would be, like, my cousin-in-law or whatever, like, my cousin's husband, he was tapping us to, like, we were the soldiers that would come shovel, then, like, I was out of the game for a while, and then I did it a couple times for Philadelphia management, and then, like, Ajax secured the fucking bag, dude. He got the contract by this guy's name. The guy's name who was like subbing out to Ajax is called like, I think like Van Helsing or something. Like a weird ass last name. And he'd be like, guys, Mr. Van Helsing said, he would round us all up. And we would do like a shopping center in like Fallcroft. It was like, which is like in the outskirts of Ridley. And it was just this like dumb fucking shopping center, and there was like one bar with saloon doors that like we would all just hide and like take dumps in. So everyone bullshitted. No one did anything. We were like, everyone would hide. Nobody did any work.
Oh, that would have been so fun, dude.
Ajax,
hiding from him.
Ajax would come like, what the hell are you guys doing? Come on, he would like yell at us, like, all right, sorry, dude, what the fuck? You're such a fucking slave driver, dude. Take it easy. Like, dude. No one did anything. Everyone bullshitted.
Did Ajax lose the Van Helsing?
So we're sitting there, and then Bob started, like, there was another guy there, and I think the guy who was supposed to show up was like a big pillhead, and like his pop, my one cousin, was like, kept fucking with Ajax and being like, yo, I'll take his money. I'm gonna take his money anyway. He's like, he was saying something like making fun of the dude for being an oxy head and being like, yo, dude, I sold that guy perks. That's why he's not here. Like, just like fucking with Ajax. And he kept making fun of him. He's like, yo, dude, why isn't this guy showing up? He's a fucking junkie. And Jax ended up getting so fucking mad. He's like, Bob, go home. So he fired his brother.
Wow.
Fired Bob. Fucking Bob. I swear I've told this before.
No.
Bob drove home and then halfway called Jax. He was just making this up. He was like, yo, Ajax, I fucking flipped over in a snowbank. My car's flipped. I need help. Ajax, like, I remember why he told us, like, dude, watch this. Ajax pauses and goes, well, That's your situation. You got to deal with it. We got to shuffle. Dude, the Van Helsing contract is all. It was like There Will Be Blood.
It was online, dude.
It was There Will Be Blood, dude.
There's an ocean of oil under his feet. And Ajax is the only one who could get it.
Dude, we
it
shoved.
Is like There Will Be Blood. You're like, is Bob okay? He's like, no, he is not.
Bob is deaf. I've never phoned it in. So we would just walk around just like, go down, like we would like, you know, be at the shopping center, and then I would like I'll do the back steps, and I would just like lean on a shovel and just sit there and bullshit. He'd come around like, what are we doing? Come on, we got Van Helsing's, like this meanwhile, this like Dr. Claw figured, like, Jax, where are we at on the fucking, on the bootlegger situation, or like the bar, or whatever it's called. Dude, fucking Christ, that was so funny. It was like 2 days straight of fucking Ajax just slave driving us, dude.
No one doing anything.
No one doing shit. And there was like a couple random like other dudes, like pill heads working there. Dude, it was just so funny, man. It was so much. It was like me and all my brothers and cousins in a shopping center with shovels just fucking laughing. And Ajax would come scoop us up in Van Helsing's van. It was so funny. So fucking funny.
Dude, scooping up dudes in a van to work. It's fucking hilarious.
Dude, it was so fucking
funny. Scooping up dudes.
Oh my God. Getting the van full of dudes and rolling is so fun.
We got a mission. Snow outside of a bar.
Well, there's some like business tycoon who's like, yes, I control these contracts. Like, I need you to secure the forces. There's a bunch of guys who are like kind of stoned. It's like, all right, whatever. Nothing gets done. You're like, fuck, my business is failing. Some dude's just fucking big dick in the whole operation. Be like, yeah, I got my best guys on it.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. That was the funnest fucking thing.
Yeah. Throwing snowballs at cars. That's fun. It's a fun dude. Snow operation.
We should build a snowman in the middle of the street. Cars would stop. We have a snowman with a big dick on it. The cars would stop, and then you just pop out of the woods and be like, boom, 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 boom. I remember an oil truck just fucking ran the snowman over, and we were like, what? It was fucking awesome.
Fuck, that would have been...
Snowballs
of cars is the best.
Oh, yeah.
Just the release, because it's at night, so you throw it, you can't see it, you just hear a thud, and it's like, fuck, run.
We used to do daylight. We used to have like, these tree covers, and you sit there, and it's like, boom, and just run into the woods. Did you ever be on the other end of that?
No.
Dude, I was on the other end of that.
Yes, we've talked about this.
We talked about this.
Yes.
My old coworker.
This is an Old Testament, though.
My old coworker got out of the truck and beat the fuck out of a kid. I just sat there and was like, whoa, this is fucked.
How
he kind of like,
kid?
He like didn't like beat his ass. The kid was old enough. He was like 15 or so. My coworker got out, chased him down.
Catch a whooping.
It wasn't even like, it was like a slight whooping, but like a heavy whitewash where he dug his face in the snow hard and the kid started crying. And then he's like, get the fuck out of here. Don't throw fuck. It's like someone had cracked his windshield before. Yeah, it's old. This is.
Yes. No, we've had the exact. Because now then I told. We had a snowball fight in our backyard. These little kids were building a fort. And then me and my friends ran out and fucked their fort up.
That's while awesome.
But it was just a fun snowball fight. And then I just winged one and it hit this little kid. But I remember he was wearing glasses and the way it stuck was in the the glasses, some of the glasses stayed on, and the snowball just popped him in the eye.
Gave him like a pirate patch.
Gave him full pirate patch. And he cried, and that ended it. And he went, and then I had to go apologize.
That sucks.
Yeah, they called my parents.
Yeah, having to apologize to kids.
Having
sucked.
To go back and apologize to like a 5-year-old.
Your dad make you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, my mom.
Okay.
Phil would have.
My dad was a big, forced me to apologize. Mm. Like driving me to kids' houses.
I did drive to a kid's house after I punched him at the bus stop.
Did you? Did you have to read a letter or just apologize?
No, I just said apologize. Shake hands. Couldn't believe it.
That
couldn't believe it.
Sucks, dude.
Yeah.
How was the conversation on the way over there with Big Phil?
I was with my mom.
Your mom made you do that?
Yeah.
What was Phil's thoughts?
Phil's thoughts on me getting in fights was, did you win?
Yeah.
And that was it.
That's what's up.
That was it.
I was more like, I remember I cried about getting bullied in like first or second grade, and my parents were like, stop being a pussy, deal with it.
Yeah.
And I punched the kid, and they were like, that's what's up, bro.
Yeah.
I was like, hell yeah.
Well, I beat up this kid for no reason.
And he was like, as long as you win.
Yeah, there were other times I'd got in fights like in the neighborhood and my dad would be like, that was his question.
Yeah.
It's like, well, what happened? I'd tell him, like, all right. Yeah. But my mom would be like, you need to. Yeah, it was one of those silent rides too. Mm-hmm. Where you turn the radio off and you just drive over dead silence. Mom, I said I was sorry. We don't have to do this.
That must have been so funny, her wrangling you as a little kid. That was so fucking funny.
Ringing the bell, though. That would have been so fun to watch.
Just standing there, like, fucking kicking the stone on the thing. Just like, I'm sorry if I'm bullshit.
Yeah, I remember he was still crying.
Really?
When I got to the house, he was crying. He was probably crying about the same thing. He was probably like, Mom, don't make him come over and apologize.
See, I just beat my fucking ass.
Yeah.
You in a bar?
Yeah.
That's a must.
But it was in a back room.
Okay.
It was a nice room.
Yeah.
But these people were, like, hammered. Yeah, the whole room was shit-faced.
They were still carried over from yesterday.
It was nuts, dude. I think they had some big doinks.
They're probably snorting keef all weekend. Dude.
They were fired up. Yeah, it was 4:21. They were still, it was party time in there.
Yeah.
I had a black guy in the front row high-fiving me every few minutes.
How long did you do?
A half hour.
Whew.
Blessed him with
30
minutes.
You went down in Blaze, Delaware.
I did. Yeah, it was fun. I swear to God, Ajax McCusker was in the audience.
I heard you had a fake sighting.
The whole show, I was just staring at this guy. He had long hair.
Yeah.
He was wearing a Metallica t-shirt. I mean, I was like, that's got to be Ajax.
That's a close call. He moved to Philly, though.
And I was looking at him the whole show, like, huh?
He's looking at
I
you.
I was like, this is definitely Ajax. So then after the show, I went and tried to find him. And then when I, like, approached him, I realized he was, like, 5'8". And I was like, this can't be Ajax.
Ajax is like
I was like, what's up, dude? He was like, what? I was like, oh, shit, my bad, man.
Six was telling me, you're like, that's Ajax, dude. It's definitely Ajax.
I thought for sure.
That's so funny. You had a fake Ajax sighting.
Yeah. If that was Ajax, that would have been.
That's so fucking funny.
For the listener who doesn't remember who Ajax is.
It's my cousin.
It's Matt's cousin who strangled a goose in front of a bunch of kids.
Shot it with a bow and arrow and murdered it.
Which is one of my favorite stories.
Dude, he's the fucking best.
He's got it.
He listens to audiobooks at 1.5 speed.
Really?
He's blast through audiobooks.
He speeds through
the
audiobooks.
Yeah. He's a fucking man.
Oh, man. Where are we at time-wise?
1 hour and 1 minute, dude.
Oh, look
I was
at that.
Waiting for you.
You were waiting for it.
Yeah, I was like, he's going to say
felt
it.
Good.
He's going to say it.
Felt good.
In recent news at this compound, this very special place from which I came, so our one cousin named Ajax, you know, he was, I don't know, he just, like I said before, we're all kind of on that special little spectrum. He was just the easiest to push in the pool. So he was definitely, like, the most on that one.
Yeah, they don't test for
no,
anything
no.
mentally at the McCusker compound.
Nah, dude.
They just decide.
You just go to school, and that's fucking
who's
that.
Who's the easiest to push in a pool
yep.
is the furthest on
he
the spectrum.
He did throw a metal bat at us once.
Why?
He was on his way to a job interview, and we dumped water on him. We threw a bucket of water on him. And he picked up a metal bat and threw it at our head, and we had to hit the deck. So, luckily, that thing didn't hit me, man.
Did he go to the fucking interview covered in water?
At Wawa.
He
put on a different t-shirt.
He was trying to get an interview job at Wawa, and you threw a bucket of water on him.
Yeah.
Dude, you are the worst guy.
We were like 7. I didn't know. We didn't even know he was going to a job interview. So, we had like a Metallica t-shirt on. So we threw a bat at our heads, dude. If that thing hit us, I would have been Stephen Hawking's this podcast right now. I was like, yeah. I love to eat pussy. There are many pussies in the universe.
Matt, Jesus Christ. Why are you doing this? You can't do this.
Do what?
What you're doing.
You can make
now
fun
you're
of Stephen Hawking. He's a genius.
Disability?
He's not disabled. He's a genius.
He's clearly disabled.
No, he's not. Are you defining him by his physical capabilities? He's a genius.
Yes, that's exactly what disabilities
wow.
are.
Oh, wow. I was just saying how smart he was. So, anyway. So, yeah, so basically, recently at the compound, there was a – so my other cousin lives behind where our parents live, back, like, up a driveway. The driveway goes from asphalt to just stones, and that's kind of where it gets a little wild back there. And so my cousin had this – he has animals, and there was a goose back there that got loose. I don't know. I think my other cousin dropped it off, and it was just a raging goose. It was trying to bite – it was nibbling some of the
nibbling people.
Who's trying to nibble some of the children? There's a lot of kids there, too. So, my cousin, he commissioned Ajax, the one we dumped the water on, who had just gotten into the boat.
Did he get that job at Wawa?
Oh, he worked at Wawa for a while. He actually, they had it was like employees, like a safety zone. What is that called when they don't have any injuries for like 400
yeah, I
days?
Don't know. Yeah.
They had that thing like injury free for 400 days. It's third day, he almost cut his finger off on the meat slice. And just ran around spurting blood all over the hoagies. Oh. So my cousin commissions Ajax, Wawa veteran, who had just got into bow hunting. He's like, yeah, you got to kill this goose, man. It's like it almost bit their babysitter and everyone was freaking out. So, you know, Ajax takes his assignment. A couple days later, I guess my cousin forgot about it. And,
all right, you're not saying it. I'm saying it.
What?
Your cousin hired an autistic dude with a bow and arrow to kill this fucking goose.
That could be. That could be the. I don't think. I think he's more like a. I don't know.
So, I don't. I know you don't want to say it because he's your family. Cousin.
Well, it's
you
nothing,
don't know.
There's nothing wrong with it. But
you don't know. I don't know him. I don't know him at all.
I think he's more Asperger-y, which
that's
is whatever.
Autism. Yeah.
All right. Fuck you. The whatchamacallit. So yeah. So he commissions my cousin. So my other cousin's having a little party up at the house, and he has his little boys there, and there's you know a couple little kids.
Having a little boy party up at the compound.
A little boy party. Nothing
Jesus
to be concerned
Christ,
about. A couple little boys, maybe a girl or two. Little girl, fucking. Anyway, so.
Come on.
I'm saying there's a little girl and boy. You're the one insinuating all right, fucking.
You said it's a little boy party.
A little boy party. Because it was just, they have sons. I don't know. We have strong genes. Anyway, so. So my cousin Ajax comes over yonder with a bow and arrow and just impales this goose in front of these children. And the arrow goes right out of it. So he takes another arrow out, hits it again, right through this thing. So all the little kids are obviously watching. My cousin Pat is probably like, oh, shit, and he's just looking.
And here comes a giant.
So here comes my cousin's
Metallica
like
6 foot
5, 250 pounds. He didn't want to lose. Actually, his big gripe was he had just bought those arrows, so he didn't want to lose them. So he went up. He put his bow around his shoulder like a true animal and just went up to that goose and strangled it by its neck and killed it in front of those children. Taught them a valuable lesson.
What's that? What's the lesson?
Don't be nibbling kids. Don't you dare. Or else you get choked the fuck out, dude. 2 hours through you.
Don't nibble kids and you get choked
that
the fuck
got
out.
That goose got Jon Snowed. All the little kids came up and put a dagger in it and walked away. My cousin. Oh, it stinks so,
so
fucking bad.
Fucking bad, dude.
My cousin Ajax, when he farts, he throws his whole body into it and farts as hard as he can.
He's probably got hemorrhoids. My cousin Mike would fart like that in the morning. Just long, loud farts.
God,
and his
dude.
Brothers would be like, that's the morning blowout. Calling your morning farts the morning blowout makes me so happy.
That's so fucking funny. I don't even remember.
Like, because I was sleeping on his couch. And he was down the hall asleep. And I woke up to just like literally 45 minutes straight of just like, like the loudest farts. And I was like, what is that? And they're like, the morning blowout, dude.
Dude, if you're a real man, you have like an absolute haywire digestive system.
That was terrible.
I worked with a guy.
What's Ajax up to? We haven't covered him in a while.
He's a salesman.
He's a beast. I catch him on social media. He fucking
rips.
He's
a salesman, dude.
His guitar playing and singing.
Unbelievable.
He rips.
He got real into like audiobooks and like he's real into like motivational speaker type stuff.
Do they face off, Ajax and Iceman?
They've met.
Do they ever face off, though?
One meet. Nah, they just met
they
one
only
time.
Met once?
Just nodded like two cowboys at each other. That was, they went their separate ways.
They are fucking cowboys,
dude.
They're Wild West world.
Yeah, dude. They were fucking sick.
Right,
but yeah, dude, what the fuck? Oh, we were talking about the internet.
Whatever. I'm
dude, well, that was like Ajax. Ajax fell off a ladder.
I watched.
Ajax,
I was there.
He was, how high up was he?
That was two stories high, probably 15 feet directly on his back.
15 feet.
There was an imprint on the fucking ground.
Wait, what happened?
Ajax, he had a power washer. He was power washing a roof 15 feet up on an extension ladder, blows it, and it just pushes him back off the fucking thing. And he just goes, whoa, and then falls 15 feet onto his back, dent in the ground, just gets up, nothing.
Oh, man.
And he's like, who's the mountain's evil fucking brother? Or the mountain.
Yeah,
he's the mountain, dude.
He is, and he's skilled with a bow.
Yes. Fucking
very skilled. So skilled.
Dude, this guy's a problem.
How was your weekend, dude? What'd you do?
Well, I did those shows. Well, I did a show on Saturday, and then I went home Sunday.
Hell yeah.
Hung out with my family, play a little hide and go seek in the dark with my family.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
It was really, really fun.
That is fun.
It was good old fashioned.
We used to call that Predator.
You guys used to call it Predator?
We used to play that, and then we played with my cousins across the street, and fucking one time Ajax got naked. When the lights were out, it was like the whole point is like Ajax is naked. Like you can't fucking land. It was like you're in the dark, so you might just fucking like land on him.
Wait, Ajax got naked on purpose?
Like, yeah, he would, it was like a joke. My cousins used to play Predator and all get naked, so they played hide and seek in the dark and they'd be naked. He was called Naked Predator.
Holy shit.
Because it was like at my house, it was like 998 is my address and my cousins are 1002 and they're literally across the driveway. So we'd be like, dude, that's fucking Naked Predator, some weird 1002 shit, dude. We don't know about that.
In the house? They would all get naked?
On the top floor, yeah.
Damn.
I think that was back when we lived in Havertown, though.
Naked Predator.
Yeah, dude.
So wait, did they call it Predator because the movie Predator?
I think so, because you can't see. You're like the Predator.
Like
you're,
sexual predators.
No. It's just Predator. Like, you're in the movie. You can't see. Everything's black. You have to, like, try
to find.
Bunch
of naked boys playing tag.
In the dark.
Calling it Predator.
In the dark, so no one knows, dude. I hopefully am not getting that wrong and spreading a vicious lie, but I know someone got naked during Predator. I can say that 100%.
Ajax is going to fuck you up, dude.
Dude, he doesn't give a fuck. He'll sit right there. I'm like, hell yeah, I got naked.
He's going to come through here with a bow, put one through you, dude.
No way.
Strangle you.
No way, dude. Ajax is a fucking... Ajax has been in showbiz forever.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He knows the game?
He knows the fucking deal. No fucking press is bad press.
True. Ajax is getting a ton of press.
Yeah, dude, doesn't give a fuck.